IESO open to broader range of storage technologies and long lead time procurement, written by Rich Heidorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. IESO is considering a broader range of long-duration energy storage technologies in its upcoming long lead time procurement but will not include hydroelectric redevelopments, officials told stakeholders at an engagement session November 19. ISO officials also said they are considering changes to a termination provision and additional flexibility on outages. IESO created the long lead time procurement because energy storage resources such as compressed air and pumped hydro require longer planning cycles than the 4-year lead times for resources offering in the pending long-term 2 procurement. The ISO plans to seek 600 to 800 megawatts of capacity and up to 1 terawatt hours of energy from resources requiring at least 5 years of lead time in a solicitation expected about Q4 2026. The energy stream of the LLT RFP will be open to new build hydroelectric facilities with a nameplate capacity of at least 1 megawatts that do not include pumped storage. Old projects will be eligible for the capacity stream. Eligible technologies. In response to stakeholder requests for greater flexibility, IESO said it is considering increasing the limit on Class Tools technologies to 200 megawatts from 100 megawatts and lowering the minimum to 10 megawatts from 50 megawatts. Stakeholders said the proposed 50 megawatts minimum project size and a 100 megawatts cap would limit the procurement to only one or two old projects. Stakeholders proposed minimum project sizes as low as 1 megawatts. Most likely with the current setup, we would be procuring only one project, acknowledged ESO's Justine Colon. However, we maintain that the need for a cap is required to limit risk related to these less proven technologies. Colon said the ISO doesn't see the benefit of dropping the minimum size below 10 megawatts, as the minimum size requirement is intended to ensure participation from commercial-scale projects and not intended to procure less proven pilot-scale technologies. Hydro redevelopments. The ISO also rejected participation by hydro redevelopments, saying it has received limited information about potential projects and noting that historical redevelopment timelines are highly variable, with some taking up to 6 years and others being completed in less than 4 years. It also said there is little evidence to justify the 40-year contracts planned for the LLT procurement for hydro redevelopments and said such projects should seek 20-year contracts under the LT2 RFP scheduled for early 2026. Optional termination. At an engagement session in October, the ISO said it would seek to reduce risks in the procurement by reserving the right to reject proposals that are too expensive and allowing the ISO and generation developers to cancel deals in the first few years. The ISO said the termination option could be exercised by IESO or the project developer in the first 2 or 3 years after the contract date. Stakeholders said the termination option would increase developers' risk and make financing more expensive, while reducing participation levels. They also said it could discourage participation by indigenous communities that typically invest in projects with a high likelihood of reaching commercial operation and generating long-term revenue. The ISO said it would specify the circumstances that could result in a termination, such as failure to meet key milestones or obtain permits and the date on which the optional termination right would lapse. It also is considering the termination payment that would apply when IESO or the supplier terminates and whether suppliers that terminate projects would be eligible for future procurements. Reserve prices. IESO proposed to use reserve prices, a confidential price threshold, to ensure it doesn't pay too much for energy or capacity in the solicitation. The ISO said the thresholds will be based in part on prices in the first window of the LT2 procurement and differences in the obligations of LT2 and LLT resources. Many stakeholders oppose the proposal, saying prices from recent IESO procurements are not a good comparison due to the lifespans of the technologies procured. The ISO said reserve prices will ensure the procurement is cost-effective and broadens Ontario's supply mix while addressing the uncertainty of developing LLT resources. The potential benefits associated with long lead time resources, along with the longer lifetimes, will be considered in the determination of a reserve price, it said. Outages. IESO said it is developing a proposal to provide additional flexibility for midterm extended outages and aligning them with annual planned maintenance outage requirements for old technologies. IESO had proposed a single outage of up to 12 months after the 20th anniversary of the contract. Stakeholders told IESO it should consider permitting suppliers to take outages beginning after year 10 of the contract term and allow them to take multiple outages adding up to 12 months.
Some said technologies using mechanical storage, such as compressed air energy storage, or CAES, and pumped hydro, should be able to take an annual planned outage for up to 10 business days, similar to that for natural gas generators under the LT2 contract.
Early in-service provisions. ISO officials said they may allow developers to begin commercial operation before the planned commercial operation date, or COD. The request would have to be filed no earlier than 3 years after the contract date and at least 1 year before the expected COD. Commercial operation could be no earlier than 5 years after the contract date. IESO approval would depend on deliverability and system needs, environmental approvals and permitting. Because SUMMLS technologies are new to Ontario, the ISO said developers should consult early with the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks regarding the environmental assessments and permitting requirements that will apply. Team member experience. Cologne said IESO is considering providing more flexibility to the team member experience requirements. Under IESO's proposal, hydro developers must have at least 2 team members with experience with a hydro facility with a nameplate capacity of at least 1 megawatt that has achieved commercial operation in Canada or the US within the past 15 years. Stakeholders said the proposed requirement may create obstacles for mature resource types such as pumped hydro because no such projects have been commissioned within the past 15 years. For pumped storage projects, the requirement to have developed a same technology project should include conventional hydroelectric facilities, as pumped storage is a direct variant of hydroelectric generation and the relevant development expertise is transferable. Andrew Thiele, Senior Director Policy and Government Affairs for Energy Storage Canada, said in written feedback. Jim Beamish, Head of Planning and Analysis for Access Capital Corporation, said requirements should be functional, as they were in the early 2000s when Ontario started procuring wind and solar generation. I recognize your concerns, Beamish said, but the ISO really needs to look back at that and say, well, what didn't work?
Because there have been no CAES projects that reached commercialization in the last 15 years.
The intent here is definitely not to limit participation through team member experience, responded IESO's Danielle D'Souza. It's really meant to just ensure that we have the best chance of these projects getting across the finish line. Municipal support resolutions. Paul Ernsting, of Peterborough Utilities, said it may be challenging for developers to obtain required support resolutions from municipalities because of 2026 elections. If you've got less than 3/4 of council coming back, then that's a lame duck period. They don't do any decision making during that period, he said. You've got your elections happening October 26th. Once everyone's elected, they don't start meeting until mid to late November at the earliest. That can be a tight timeline for this procurement, as well as for LT2 Window 2. D'Souza welcomed the feedback. We've heard that it's very different from municipality to municipality, she said. Next steps. The IESO asked stakeholders to comment on the LLT RFP by December 3rd using the feedback form posted on the engagement webpage.